Shalom. You are at the legacy and commemoration site of the 7th Brigade. From the time the Jewish New Year had begun at the end of September 1973, tension along the border between Israel and Syria had been growing steadily. In response to the threat this posed for Israel, Battalion 77 was moved from the Sinai up to the Golan Heights. 10 days later, on the eve of the holy day of Yom Kippur, the rest of the brigade, under the command of Colonel Avigdor Yanush Ben Gal, also moved to the Golan. The brigade included Armored Battalions 77 and 82, Armored Infantry Battalion 75, and the Scout Company known as Pulsar Sheva. The brigade was also joined by Battalion 71, commanded by Meshulam Retes. The battalion was organized at the Armored Forces Academy and included soldiers who were still in training. On Yom Kippur, October 6th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Syrians launched a heavy artillery bombardment and an airborne strike all along the border, opening what would be known as the Yom Kippur War. The 7th Brigade received the responsibility for the northern Golan from the town of Kunetra up to the foot of Mount Hermon. This front was already held by Armored Battalion 74 from Brigade 188, which moved to operate under the command of the 7th Brigade. Battalion 77, that was under the command of Avigdor Kahalani, held positions in the region of Kunetra. From these positions, the battalion fired on the advancing Syrian tanks. Battalion 75, under the command of Yosel Dar, received an armored company from Battalion 77 and held positions south of Mount Hermonit. From there, it opened fire against the Syrians. Battalion 71 spread out north of Mount Hermonit and was able to block Syrian forces in that region. Battalion 82, under the command of Chaim Barak, moved to the southern Golan and fought there under the command of Brigade 188. The battalion took part in the tough battles fought there and also in the battle over the command base of Nafaq. Company G of Battalion 82 stayed in the northern Golan. The company called Tiger Force, under the command of Meir Zamir, launched a night ambush on a Syrian armored brigade, hitting many tanks and armored vehicles without any casualties to the company. Their success led the Syrian brigade to retreat. The 7th Brigade kept on fighting against the Syrian forces that penetrated into Israeli territories in the cover of darkness. But the prolonged battle began showing its effects both on the damaged tanks and on the weary soldiers. On Tuesday morning, October 9th, a massive Syrian force enveloped the battlefield, surmounting in an intensive battle in a region that would later be called the Valley of Tears. After heavy artillery bombardment, large Syrian forces advanced towards the borderline. In front of them stood Armored Battalion 77 and 71, units from Battalion 74, and a Sherman tank company from Battalion 181. Listen to Avigdor Kahalani as he describes the battle. The battle was tough. Many were hit. Many were killed. We were eventually successful in holding the strongholds. At the end of the battle, there were only 3 or 4 functioning tanks, but we had succeeded in blocking the Syrian army. In the peak of the battle, an improvised armored force commanded by Yossi Ben Hanan joined in and contributed to the final defeat of the Syrians. The division commander, Brigadier General Rafael Eitan, stated as follows. I stood on Mount Bental and watched the battle that was led by the 7th Brigade. Around noon, I saw the Syrian troops that were left in the Valley of Tears turning back and escaping. It was clear that the Syrian offensive had been broken. On the same day, a bloody battle took place near the Druze village of Bukata. A Syrian commando force was able to penetrate into the Golan and was leading a battle against a force from the Golani Infantry Brigade. The scout company of the 7th Brigade joined the battle and suffered heavy casualties. Yanush Bengal, the commander of the 7th Brigade, summarized the battle as follows. During the defense battle, the 7th Brigade held on for 4 days and 3 nights. During the course of the battles, some 300 Syrian tanks were destroyed. The achievements of the brigade were due thanks to the professionalism, courage, and determination shown by the crewmen and the commanders. At the end of the holding defense stage, the IDF made preparations for the offensive deep into Syrian territory. On October 11th, the 7th Brigade stormed into Syria with 120 tanks in 5 battalions. The brigade conquered all the region up to Masrat Bejan and Tel Shams. Tough battles were led to conquer those two targets until the enemy was completely defeated. The soldiers of the 7th Brigade kept on fighting around the enclave conquered inside Syria until a ceasefire was signed on October 24, 1973. The 7th Brigade lost 103 soldiers during the Yom Kippur War. May their memory be blessed.